On Tuesday, April the 7th, 2015, this security guard turned up at Hatton Garden Jewellers.
I had a look at the door and I saw the top lock. There was a hole, so I knew that had been popped. And then I looked in through the hole and there was just a mess everywhere.
The police were called. In time, they would calculate that £24 million worth of loot had been taken.
I couldn't believe it. It looked like a bomb had hit the place.
But let's rewind to a few days previous.
Thursday, April the 2nd, 8 p.m.
76-year-old Brian Reader, known as the Master because he's the gang leader, has been travelling to Hatton Garden using his free bus pass. He meets up with his crew for this job, which was 3 years in the planning. They've dressed as workmen. One of the gang is Gingerhead Basil. Basil has a key to the front door of the building and lets himself in. We don't know how he got the key. The building itself has different offices over several stories. The robbers are interested in the basement, where a 3-foot-thick reinforced concrete wall protects safety deposit boxes jammed full of jewels and cash.
Thursday, 9:20 p.m.
The gang have been waiting for a jeweller, Lionel Whiffen, to leave work. He's got an office down in the basement. Mr. Whiffen climbs a set of iron stairs up a fire escape to a street-level fire exit, and off he goes. Basil, waiting patiently inside, follows him back up those iron stairs to let his accomplices in through the fire escape. The gang pull up in a white transit van and begin to unload their gear, including 2 wheelie bins. The van driver, 75-year-old Kenny Collins, is nicknamed the Lookout. You'll never guess what his role is. He parks the van around the corner and lets himself into an office block opposite the jewellers from where he keeps watch. He somehow had a key to get in.
Thursday, 9:30 onwards.
The crooks are only halfway to where they need to be. Now, an iron security gate is in their way. They make their way to the lift shaft. The lift doesn't go to the basement area they need, so they send it up to the second floor before disabling it. Then they abseil down the lift shaft to the basement. They wrench open some metal shutters, attempt to disable a security alarm, cut the power for the iron security gate, and force the lock off a final wooden gate. Now, they're in, and they can carry their equipment through to the vault.
Friday, April the 3rd, just after 1 in the morning.
The gang don't realise that they've triggered a security alarm, and security guard Kevin Stockwell shows up. However, he's not allowed to enter the building without the police being present, which he says is for this reason.
Because I could have walked in and I don't know what would have happened to me. I could have got clamped across the head or got tied up, whatever.
But the police don't show up. The front door is locked, the fire escape seems secure, so Mr. Stockwell goes home.
Friday, the rest of the night.
Now it's all about drilling through the reinforced concrete wall. To do this, they use one of these.
A Hilti DD350 diamond coring tool.
Worth $4,000, the drill manufacturer's website says...
Power control LED helps users achieve optimum drilling progress and maximum core bit life.
Very useful for a break-in. The diamond-edged drilling tool, which needs a water supply to stay cool, is used to drill 3 holes in the concrete, forming a space just wide enough for a man to crawl through. But there's a problem. On the other side of the hole, metal cabinets bolted to the floor and ceiling block their path. They do have a hydraulic ram, but fail to shove the cabinets out of the way. They're forced to give up and leave just before 8 o'clock in the morning.
Saturday, April the 4th.
A whole 24 hours later, and it's Terry Perkins' 67th birthday. He's one of the gang known as Bin Man. Throughout the raid, he'd been injecting himself with insulin for his diabetes. Without much to celebrate, the gang decide what to do next.
Saturday, 4 p.m.
They're in a Machine Mart shop and they buy a new hydraulic pump. The ringleader, Brian Reader, is no longer there. He's decided to quit the job.
Saturday, 10 p.m.
A whole day and a half since they left, they return to Hatton Garden. In the meantime, the jeweller, Mr. Whiffen, has been and gone, noticing that the fire escape door was left ajar and closing it. But he didn't notice anything else out of order. Basil once again makes his way in and unlocks the fire escape from the inside. He, Bin Man Terry Perkins, and the others head back in, and the hydraulic pump does the trick, ramming the cabinets out of their way.
Saturday, overnight.
73 of the 999 safety deposit boxes are looted, with the goods put in those wheelie bins they have with them. It turns out they raided the boxes containing the most valuable items, but how did they know?
Sunday, April the 5th, just before 7 a.m.
They leave the scene.
7:30 a.m.
Just minutes later, Mr. Whiffen turns up again to let an electrician into his office. Again, he finds the fire exit ajar, but again can't see anything else unusual once he goes inside. It's not until
Tuesday, April the 7th,
that this happened.
There was a hole, so I knew that had been popped, and then I looked in through the hole, and there was just a mess everywhere.
And although the police have now found and prosecuted most of the gang, Gingerhead Basil, as well as around £10 million worth of loot, is nowhere to be seen.